friends.
99.5 KKLA FM, Los Angeles, Orange County, and worldwide at KKLA.com. Celebrating 25 years of ministry.
This is Johnny Erickson Tata from Johnny and Friends. And every evening after work, you can always catch me listening to KKLA as I drive down the 101. Congratulations, KKLA, on your 25 years of ministry.
Thank you, Johnny. And the Sue Free Show is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services, right here on 99.5 KKLA, the intersection of faith and reason.
This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? 'Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Good afternoon. I'm so happy to be back with you today. People say, what is the Sue Freeze Show? And I say it's about seeking passion, purpose, and connection. Positive and negative things happen to us, and we have a choice whether to react or respond. Our decision will create a perspective in life and what we make of our life lessons. Wisdom comes from being honest to ourselves, not so easy, and others. Listening to and applying the things that we and others have been through. Take a chance. Share your life experiences to help change or mold a person's life or plant a seed. Dare to believe, just like the song said, and make a difference to live your life on purpose for a purpose. We have had some fantastic guests on the show, and each time we bring something different in. So those that tune in, they never know what they're going to get with me, and that's kind of what I stand for. You never know what you're going to get with me. But yes, you do, because I believe in the Lord, and I believe that He is the Almighty God, and He's here to heal us, protect us, and guide us with everything that we say and do. If you're listening, if you just tuned in right now, I want you to know that we would love to hear from you today. You're going to have a chance to call in, and the phone number for that, get a pen, is 888-995-5552. And if you want to check my blog, I now have a blog. Can you believe that? I'm moving up. It's blog.suefreeze, spelled like fries.com, and there's no space between Sue and Sue and Freeze. So check out the blog. If you've listened to the last radio shows and you've liked what you've heard and you go, gosh, I want to hear that again, or you want to share that message with a friend or family member, you can go on there and you can click on there and you can listen. I now have a podcast too on iTunes. I'm so glad I have people that can help me with all this stuff. I don't know about you, but it's not what I'm good at. So we all are good at some things, but not good at all things. So it's nice to surround ourselves with those that can help us along the way. And I have a lot of that, and I'm so thankful for that. Today we have a guest, and his name is Stephen Christensen. And to give you a little background on him and what the subject matter is going to be, and we never know what the subject matter, because sometimes take a turn. So don't tune out if you think that this isn't something that could apply to you, because you never know what God has in store, and maybe you're just supposed to listen to the whole entire hour. So hang on to your hats. Stephen Christensen has extensive experience in developing and implementing integrated marketing programs, helping organizations achieve their external relationships and business development goals. He draws upon more than 25 years of diversified leadership and nonprofit management experience to design and implement comprehensive marketing and fund development programs. On July 1st, 2010, Stephen became the vice president of T-Hub LLC, a startup business video communications company, as well as executive vice president of Kinnovation. He'll explain that later, a global learning alliance organization. From February 2009 to June 2010, he served as chief advancement officer at Olive Crest Foster Homes and Services for Abused Children in Santa Ana. That's close to my heart. Stephen managed all of Crest development and external relations programs, including 6 regional development offices in 3 states. And he's going to talk about the newest and upcoming involvement he has with Faith and Work Life, FWL. So welcome, Stephen.
Thank you.
That was a mouthful, wasn't it?
Oh, that was.
You know, in Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men. And that's the verse that you kind of stick to or hold on to for this whole program that you've involved with, isn't it?
It is. It's the theme verse for our ministry and the foundation of all that we teach and all of the workshops and seminars put on, which first and foremost basically says it's how we conduct ourselves, our affairs at work, that really is our witness for the Lord.
So what is Faith and Work Life Ministry? What is it all about? What do you do?
Okay, well, Faith and Work Life, we're a nonprofit discipleship and spiritual growth ministry dedicated to helping people rethink their work from God's perspective, and then we help them to learn how to apply biblical principles to the workplace. You see, the issue is that most of us have compartmentalized our faith from our work. Faith is what we do on Sunday, and then we go to some secular job on Monday, and we wait till maybe a midweek Bible study, and then Sunday back again. But really, when we leave, we can go to church on Sunday to get equipped to apply what we've learned where we go, and the workplace is where we spend about a third of our waking hours. So that's really where we focus our efforts on.
And that's so true. I see that a lot in the workplace. I happen to own a company, and I have 54 employees at the moment. And I know that sometimes I'm always searching. Like, there'll be this situation, letting somebody go or giving somebody a new truck. How do you decide who should get the new truck? And one of those, I mean, that one is fairly easy for me because of the talents and those that take care of little, they deserve more. And I use that in my workplace for my technicians who are assigned a truck, and as they take care of their truck, when a new truck comes and their truck is 2 to 4 years old, I'll always look to see how they took care of what they had. And if they've taken care of it well, then they have first option to take on a new truck. So that's a biblical principle, isn't it?
It sure is. And I guess the other thing that we spend a lot of time on is, you know, we give a lot of workshops and seminars at churches and other places because, unfortunately, many Christians have never been taught God's perspective on work and how God desires to use us in secular jobs to accomplish His will. So we have this sort of misconception that the only way you can serve the Lord is to go into paid church work ministry or to go to some foreign mission field. But right now, what we're trying to help people understand is that secular work, wherever you are, if you're a follower of Christ, when you show up there, that is your mission field. So secular work is ministry, the workplace is a mission field, and that we are all workplace missionaries.
I've experienced this firsthand. 11 years ago, when I purchased my company, I purchased it from 2 men, and I walked in and it was really a difficult thing because there was a lot for me to learn, even though I'd been in the industry 20 years before that and I had worked it pretty well. But during that time, before I bought the company, I was heavily, heavily involved in my church. And I loved it because I felt like I was making a difference and I was doing something worthwhile, and God could watch me and see me, and He knew my heart, and He knew that my desire was to serve and be a servant. And I was in the worship team, and I was on the drama team, and I also was the spiritual gifts person, the person who would help people find out what their spiritual gifts were and place them in to be a servant for the ministries. And so it was wonderful. It was fulfilling. I had some difficult times with some ushers not doing things exactly like I would want. And the different difficult thing there was I couldn't fire them because I didn't hire them. God did. So those were lessons. And when I made a decision to purchase my company, I realized that what I was taking on was a full-time and then some job. And so I had to go to my pastor and tell him I had to step down. And I can remember crying sitting there in front of him because it's something I did not want to do, because I felt like I was doing something opposite of what God wanted me to do. But what I realized is that I took on a new ministry. My ministry was my employees. My ministry is my customers. I can tell you story after story about things that have happened in my workplace that have been ministry related. And it is fulfilling, but we have to make a decision, don't we, that we are going to do that. And it is a decision we need to make and realize that we don't put God on a shelf Monday through Saturday and only bring him out on Sunday.
Well, when we meet on Sunday at church for fellowship, to be equipped, to worship the Lord and to learn from our pastors, it's for the preparation of the church scattered. So we gather together on Sunday so that we could be scattered during the week to represent the Lord wherever we are. And it's really not an either-or church or workplace ministry. Serving the church is awesome, and we all should, if we have that time, do that. Now, as a business owner, it gets a little more challenging, but you know, to be able to serve the church, we have to. That's our home church, and it's a blessing to do that. But in addition to serving the church, when we wake up Monday morning, we're ready to serve another church, another mission field, and that's our workplace. And some people actually call themselves pastors to their company.
Right. Well, I think I'm a minister. I don't see me as a pastor,
right.
But I do see me as a minister. And I think all of us who believe in the Lord and are serving the Lord are ministers, and we should be ministering every minute of every day. I mean, that should be our focus. Put God first and our neighbors second, you know? I don't know any other way, but I know there's a lot of people that do, and I think the non-believers, when they see that, they could consider that hypocritical.
Well, and here's the thing, and this is why part of our effort is really an awareness effort. We gave a talk at a men's group at a church, about 100 people there. And the guy came up afterwards, and he was an older gentleman, retired, 75 years old. And he said this. He said, you know, this is the first time anybody ever explained to me that the secular work I was doing was supposed to be representing the Lord in ministry. And he said these words, I'll never forget them. He said, I wasted 40 years of my career.
Well, I think that our money can be used for God too. So he might have wasted part, but if he was listening to you right now, I would give him some hope to tell him that, you know, if he used that money for a good cause, then maybe he didn't waste.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, he didn't fully waste it. You know, if he followed Christ, then he had impact. But
he was impacted by what he heard, and I know that this next 40 years is going to be better spent, maybe.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this. How did this ministry get started? How did you start this? Did you start it?
Well, my wife and I started it.
Oh, how wonderful.
It first began back in 2003 when I was at Concordia University. And at that time, my wife, she's doing fine now, but she came down with cancer.
Oh.
And it was a rare form of cancer, and there's only three doctors in all of the country that could do the surgery, and two of the three weren't available, and only one was available in New York City, and so we went back there for the surgery. And so we did a lot of praying, and you know, these types of tragedies bring you closer into God's Word. And we were reading there in John 9, there's at the very beginning of that chapter, the disciples were asking Jesus, there was a man who was blind in the village, and they asked Jesus, you know, who sinned in this man's family that he's blind? And Jesus replied, no one has sinned, he's blind, so the work of the Lord could be revealed. And so we began to find comfort in that verse to say, okay, you know, why she has cancer, why one person gets it, one doesn't, we don't know, but she has it, and the work of the Lord is going to be revealed. What's the work that the Lord wants to use us to do to be revealed? And so it was through a time of prayer and visiting, actually, the Brooklyn Tabernacle Church, Pastor Jim Cimbala. I don't know if you've read any of his books, Fresh Wind, Fresh Fire, just an unbelievable story of, of a spirit-filled church. And came across a book by Rich Marshall, a pastor out of San Jose, called God at Work. And basically his book talked about the fact that there is no sacred or secular divide, that all work, whether the pastor or the postman, is to be done for the glory of God, and that God looks at both of those tasks as important and vital to his plan. Well, for me, that was the first time I had sort of read about that perspective, and I began to read some more. And there was, in New York City where we were, downtown Manhattan, was the last great business revival in America. 1857 to 1859 was led by a businessman named Jeremiah Lanphier. And so we visited some of the church there and some of the sites where that began. And I don't know if you're familiar with that last great business revival. But basically, it lasted 2 years. During that time, it spread to 30 cities, and 2 million people came to Christ as a result of what started as a noontime businessmen and women prayer meeting in downtown Manhattan. And so we started to think about that, and I came back to Concordia, and I said, you know, what if we put on an activity? What if we did something that addressed the issue of how do you integrate your faith in your work so God is glorified and the kingdom expanded? And so the university said, well, if you want to do something, sure, go ahead, plan something. And so we put together the first faith and business forum. And a friend of ours, Hugh Hewitt, was the speaker. It was a free event in the Thursday evening. Didn't know who would be interested, but we did some promotions, and you had to email a reservation in. Well, you'll never guess what happened. 1,800 people showed up.
Did you have to get a bigger place?
Well, we took over the gym, but we did have shuttle buses. We didn't even have 1,800 parking spaces on the campus. They had to park at the local high school. I had three shuttle buses coming around. And I didn't know what we were going to do next, but I got the evaluation forms, and everybody said this was fantastic teaching. When's the next one?
Wow, that's awesome.
I didn't know there was going to be another one, but so that's how this thing sort of began.
That's got to work, isn't it?
It's got to work, both literally and figuratively.
You know, your organization, we are not, and you're not, saying that, you know, as a believer, that we're supposed to cram our beliefs into other people and put our beliefs on people, because that's not what you're saying. What you're saying is to be there for people when they need an ear to hear, a cup of coffee, just something like that can be ministry, can't it? We don't have to slam dunk somebody.
No, and absolutely, I'm glad you're bringing that point up, because first of all, when we're hired by an employer, we're hired to do a job for the skills and talents we have. That's what we're there to do. In the process and in the course of doing that, we are to work as unto the Lord, Colossians 3:23. We are to begin to develop relationships with the people that we work with. Now, at a Holy Spirit-ordained time, as people see you working differently, as people see your compassion and your caring and concern, they're going to know something's different about you. And then something's going to happen in their life, or some issue's going to come up, and they're going to seek you out. And then you just want to be prepared to have a cup of coffee and to listen, and as they ask and as you are invited, to share your faith. Because if you start proselytizing at work and spending all time talking about this, you will get fired. You'll get fired for being disruptive. You'll get fired for not doing your job. And so we want to share the gospel without using words.
Right.
Until someone asks us, what's
actions.
Your story?
The actions speak louder.
Right.
Don't they?
Absolutely.
I have employees that work for me that are believers, and sometimes they are very zealous to the non-believers in their office, and they're probably listening right now, so God bless you. As an owner, you know, the leader of an organization, I find it difficult sometimes to do some of the things that I would like to do. I have to be very careful. I do pray. I don't press. I don't push people to pray with me, but there are times that we have a company-wide meeting in January, and whenever I buy food, like a meal or anything, I'll say, I'm just going to say a quick blessing. You guys don't have to join in or anything. I'm just going to bless this food to our bodies. And so I do. It's real quick. It's not anything, you know, fantastic or anything. It's just simple. But it's just praying over the food to help my employees be healthy and, you know, to just nourish our bodies. And, you know, just those little things like that. And sometimes we have to be very careful, and we can't do everything we'd like to do. But you know what? Those little tiny seeds, planting those little seeds, I'm amazed at the fruit. I'm amazed at what's happened in our organization just by the little things. And now I see other people that are, you know, like their mouths. You know, their language has changed. They're not speaking vulgarities like they used to. Not that the workplace is not a place to do that anyway, but
right.
I just notice a difference in their manner, in their perception, in their just their being. And I it brings me blessing, because I feel like at times I felt like, you know, God, you took me out of servanthood. You took me out of the church. You took me out of doing those things that I enjoyed doing because I knew you saw me there. And that's a lie of the devil too, because like you say, we're to minister wherever we are. God places us right where we're supposed to be. And then we do the best with what we have during those times.
That's right. So you weren't taken out of the church ministry. You were simply transferred to a different assignment.
Yes.
But your ministry remains.
Exactly. It does. It's different.
Yep.
I'm not singing. But it's still a ministry. Your mission for this program is to equip Christians to integrate their faith and their work so that God is glorified and his kingdom expanded.
Absolutely.
So do you have like points, like a 7-point sheet that says how to do this? Or I know you have programs where people can come and get involved, and you're going to have a commercial in a little while explaining that. But do you have like sheets of paper that you know, guidelines on how to do this in the workplace? Is that something that you offer?
Well, we actually have a sheet of 20 different suggestions on how to be an effective witness in the workplace. And so we do have that. Some of those resources are for free on our website. It's sort of like the American way. We want the recipe and the cookbook, but it's about relationships and authenticity. They said that you will know we are Christians by our love. And so it's really beginning to have an attitude of love to all the people you come in contact with in your workplace and other places. And, you know, there's difficult situations at work. It happens to all of us. Sometimes we get frustrated. Sometimes we might even get angry. Sometimes someone's not doing something the right way, and we've explained it 10 times. We're all human. But through some regular prayer and asking God to help all of us with these shortcomings, it's really trying to just be that light in that workplace and that positive influence because, you know, particularly today with the economy the way it is and people stressing out, they're going to notice that there's one person that's not stressing as much as the others, and we got to go talk to this person and find out why.
Yeah, Ephesians, be anxious for nothing. I have to say that to myself all the time. Be anxious for nothing.
Well, and it's just the human part of us. I mean, just because we're followers of Christ does not mean we're immune to the attacks of being human. So we are going to be anxious. We're going to have to check ourselves, you know, from little things like a silent prayer on the way into a meeting or even during a meeting when someone might has attacked the quality of your work. And of course, when that happens, our natural instinct is we want to, you know, lash back out and say, well, you know, well, you missed your deadline too, or something. It's just a natural sort of thing most of the time, maybe more for men than women. And so we just have to, you know, just at that moment say, Lord, just help me. I need your help right now because I don't want to lose it. And so ask for that peace to come over you.
Right, that silent prayer. Mm-hmm. For those that are listening and you've got an issue or you just have this thing tugging at you right now, it means you need to pick up the phone. So pick up the phone and dial 888-995-5552 and talk to Stephen and myself about your issue, and maybe we could give you guidance. Maybe we could help you get through a tough time. And we'll be back with more of the Sue Free Show and Stephen on 99.5 KKLA.
What would happen if your computer network went down? It happens every day to businesses large and small. Imagine losing financial records, days of work, or even your entire client database. How damaging would that be? Imagine how different your life would be if you could find out about a computer disaster before it happened. With NSI's free network analysis, you'll get a technical specialist who will not only warn you about any possible threats or system issues, but you'll also get a full inventory of your systems along with a site performance evaluation. And at the conclusion of your analysis, we will sit down with you to explain exactly what we have discovered in terms that make sense. This valuable offer is available for a limited time to all business owners. Wouldn't you like to have peace of mind that your technology is stable and secure? Find out why hundreds of companies like yours choose NSI as their technology partner. Don't rely on luck. Let NSI help. To schedule your free analysis and see how NSI can help your business strengthen its technological base, call call 866-671-0089, extension 204. That's 866-671-0089, extension 204. Call today and find out what it's like to have a true technology partner working for your business. Call 866-671-0089, extension 204.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freeze Show.
Back again, and we're with Stephen Christensen with Faith and Work Life, and he helps Christians integrate their faith and their work. Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you've got to tell me, how's your wife doing?
Oh, she's doing fine, cancer-free, and
praise God.
Now she's just a witness to God's amazing grace and miracles. Now, the other thing I didn't tell you, though, was she was very comfortable having this cancer because her faith is so strong. You know, we all know heaven is a wonderful and glorious place, and she was like, well, you know, other than, you know, death, we miss people when they die, but I'm just going to be in heaven, so I mean, I can just go be with the Lord, so you know, we don't have to worry about this so much.
That's awesome. You know, we have a guest that wants to come on, a caller. Shane, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, did I say your name right?
Yeah, you did. That's
okay, right. And you're from Newport Beach.
I am.
Okay, well, I don't know what you want to talk about, but go ahead.
Well, oftentimes I hear in the, you know, in the Christian community where there's sort of the superiority of, you know, if you're married, that relationship reflects, you know, this is the mystery of Christ in the church, and there's sort of a superiority there. Or if you're, my friends that are divorced have it like they're the sinners and they have sort of the scarlet letter. Or I myself am a single woman, and I've been in business for like 15 years in the financial world, in a male-dominated world, and it's still sort of like, oh, what's wrong with you? You know, like, I never wanted kids. I have other ministries that I want to do. But I wanted your guest to be able to address what it's like for single women in a male-dominated world. I'm an athlete, and I ended up picking up golf just to be able to deal with the old boys network. And if he could just address possibly his insights on what that is like for what he perceives that is in the Christian world.
Okay, well, I'll try. but being the male, I've not been in the female perspective, but, you know, I can only speak for myself, and I work with women executives and men, both CEOs and so forth. And, you know, I don't look so much at the gender issue. I think there might still be this old boys network and all of that, and that could be part of their issues that they've got to deal with. Paul was single for his ministry, and the issue of the divorced people. I mean, look, we have all made mistakes or what have you, and there's reasons for these situations, but, you know, we can't look at someone more highly than another. We, you know, we are supposed to be the servant and the least of those. And so, you know, everybody's had situations that they've come from. So I don't know. To me, the men and women gender thing in the workplace, again, maybe I've just not seen enough of it because I work with both men and women CEOs. But the mutual respect, regardless of gender, marital status, and even regardless of religious beliefs, whether they're atheists, whether they're some other religion, everybody's made in the image of God, and we need to have that mutual respect.
Shane, I'd like to address something here because I got the biggest smile on my face right now because what you're saying, I relate to that so much. I'm not single. I'm married. But I am in a man's world. I am in a pest control and termite, you know, industry, and it's all men. And I always joke because I never have to wait for the bathroom when we're at a convention, which how many conventions can you go to where you don't have to wait in line for the bathroom? So I just think it's kind of funny. But, you know, I love it. I love it because I am the light. And there's so many times where I know I'm not to counsel men, but there's times when a guy will open up maybe to me where he wouldn't open up to another guy because guys, it's, you know, how's the weather? Who won the game on the football game? You know, who's the quarterback and whatnot? And I could care less about that. You know, the women always want to know, is he married? Does he have kids? You know, what's going on with his personal life? And men, they don't care about that at all. Even, you know, firemen or whatnot, you know, they're together all the time, but yet they don't know anything about the life outside of the fire station. So it's funny to me, but what you're saying is so true. There is an uncomfortableness, but it's all in what we make it. I mean, I would just encourage you to, you know, I haven't taken up golf. I've golfed like three times, so more power to you. I don't have the time for it. I wish I did. But I am an athlete too, and I'm very athletic, and you know, sometimes I say I'm a girl in a guy's body because I like to do what the guys like to do more than what the girls like to do. I'm not into scrapbooking, that type of thing. I'd like to be outdoors and doing the fun things. But I just encourage you to hang in there and, you know, just be the light. Just be the light with all those guys.
I appreciate that. I mean, I think definitely males and females, just, you know, we're wired differently. We deal with business differently. But I think what's difficult is that when, like, if I'm in a board meeting and I'm sure whether there's black women or minorities, they've experienced this, is that you can make a proposal and you can articulate it perfectly. And then 5 minutes later, you know, Joe Blow, who's, you know, green as can be and doesn't know squat, proposes the same thing, and the guy and the CEO will go, "That's brilliant!" And it's like, "Wow, what did I just tell you?" I mean, that's what's frustrating to me.
I am just laughing so much. How about you, Stephen? I mean, it's not funny. It's not funny because you it's so true, but it is funny. The way you're presenting it right now is funny, but it's not funny. It's frustrating.
It's frustrating, but it's, you know, look at, what I do appreciate, I will say that there's, you know, perks about working with men. I mean, I've been a personal trainer and I've been, you know, for 20 years and I've worked in finances for a long time. And what I do appreciate about men is they are very direct and very honest. And quite frankly, at the end of the day, we might have had something going on, but you know what? We can go get a beer after, you know, after work. Whereas with women, it's total drama, and we don't like, you know. So I do appreciate the difference of how men do business. What I have a difficult time with is that it's just that the weightiness and the gravitas of what a woman has to say seems, it's like I'm amazed at how it can be parroted by some green guy down the boardroom desk, and it all of a sudden is the most profound thing the CEO has ever heard.
Well, maybe have you ever thought about talking to the CEO on the side?
Yeah, I do. I think ultimately I've won these guys over, but quite frankly, it was basically, I hate to say it, but most of it was getting my golf game down because a scratch golfer and started kicking some butt. Sorry, but they started respecting me, and I got some actual, I got a platform.
That's great. Well, listen, Shane, I'm going to encourage you to just hang in there and being a light in the darkness, you know, maybe, I don't know. I think that you're frustrated, and I think that you've got a reality there. But, you know, maybe talking to the CEO and maybe opening his eyes if he wants his eyes opened. I don't know. But this show is about, you know, doing God's work in the workplace. And I would suggest the focus be there. And as you do that, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men. So.
Well, I appreciate that, too. I think that's good wisdom.
Yes. So, Melissa is my producer, and I would like Melissa to get your contact information. I'd love to talk to you off the air.
I'd love it.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate your work.
Thank you. Wow, Stephen, what do you think about that?
Yeah, well, you hit it. Salt and light is what we have to be. You know, whether male or female, there's going to be times when we're ignored or overlooked in the workplace. But we got to remember that it's just a temporal boss sitting at the end of the table there. As
right.
long as we know that God's watching over us, we gave our best effort, our best suggestion. We can't sort of combat someone else's ignorance, but we could pray for them.
Absolutely.
So.
You know, when I'm sitting across from one of my employees and I say to them, you know, I'm doing an eval or a review on them, I look them right in the eyes and I'll say to them, are you giving me, your boss, 100%? And they look at me and they stop and they stare at me in my eyes, and I'm staring at them in their eyes, you know. The eyes is the mirror to the soul, and they have to really think about it. And 9 times out of 10, I mean, I know who gives me 100, 110%. I know who they are. They shine. But the people that I'm asking, they're going, well, you know, maybe 80. And I'm like, you know what? I need 100. I'm giving you 150. So you need to at least give me 100. And I don't expect everybody to be able to produce the same amount, because not everybody's wired to do that. And I try to help people with their gifts, their natural and God-given gifts, so they're working within their gift. And
right.
and that's what we're to do as the boss, leader. We're supposed to help people, guide them along the way, and encourage. I'm an encourager, biggest cheerleader there is. But I also expect them to work when they're on the clock, not to mess around, not to play. I want them to be working. And that's, you know, the guidelines I'm really looking for. You said that there were 20 bullet points or something, that you have a piece of paper or a couple pieces. Would that be, I know it's on your website. Is there any way I could get a copy of that put on my blog for those that are listening to the show, so that they would have something to look at?
Yes, I can email that to you.
Okay, Melissa, my producer. We've got to get that from you so that we can get that onto the blog, because I love to have something, a leave behind, something that's going to help them day to day when we're off the air and they're thinking about it. And, you know, hopefully, you know, if we move this marker just, you know, a fraction of a thought process to where we are thinking more about being the kind of person God wants us to be every day, every minute, instead of just on Sunday, then we've done a good thing today, haven't we?
We have. And one of my associates back east has actually written 10 commandments for the workplace.
Oh, and
that's
really?
That's also on our website, which is faithandworklife.org.
Okay. I want you to tell us what's coming up, because I think it's important. When you started telling me, I was driving to Newport Beach yesterday, and I was on the phone with you, and you were telling me about this event. And I was like, in my mind, I was thinking, wow, how much would something like this cost? And I had a dollar figure in my mind of how much this would cost, because I will pay the money when I feel that somebody can impart wisdom into me, because I am called to do all I can and be all I can be. And the only way I can do that is by getting the knowledge, because for lack of knowledge, people perish. And I want to have the knowledge and I want to have the guidance. So I surround myself with that. And we all should be filling ourselves with the Word, filling ourselves with the Spirit, and understanding what God wants from our lives. And we have to ask Him, and He will guide us by people, by words, by events. So you started to tell me who your speakers were going to be, and I knew some of them, not all of them, and one of them in particular, I've gone to many of his things, and they're well worth going to all by himself, but you have a lineup that's incredible. So this shameless commercial is all yours now, so go for it.
Well, thanks so much. We're really blessed. But this Saturday, October 16th, a week from today, at Concordia University in Irvine, we're hosting the 3rd annual Faith at Work International Conference. We're going to talk about the application of biblical principles to the workplace. We have 6 speakers coming in from across the country. The one you were talking about that you're familiar with is Bob Harrison. and he's the author of PowerPoints for Success. He's one of the leading speakers in America on increase. And like you said, to go to one of his conferences, a day-long conference with him, I think it's a $1,000 registration fee, but that's not what ours is. We have from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. for $30, including breakfast and lunch. You get to hear Bob.
What?
And five other speakers. And here's these other ones.
Wait a minute. What? What did you say?
Well, it's $30. Well, if you want a reserve seat up front, now the venue is very small, but it's $50. But for $30, and if you're unemployed, we actually have a special. It's $10, which basically is just paying for our food.
You know, I just was shocked. I'm driving down the street, and I'm going, wait, I didn't hear you right. I could not have heard you right. $30? Come on. And you get two meals? Are you kidding me?
And one is from a Taleo Mexican Grill, fully catered, delicious, donated by them. It's just fantastic.
Love it. Okay, so who are the other? Dr. Increase, Bob Harrison, I have known him for years and years and years. I've had my children. We all went to his Hawaii event and numerous times, I think six years in a row, I went to his event. It was an entire week. I took my children. It was the most amazing, amazing. We walked away from there with just so much empowerment, so much wisdom, so much encouragement. It was just amazing. And him alone is worth a lot. But now you've got five others. So who are they?
Five others. Okay, we have from Washington, D.C. coming in is a woman named Dr. Vera Jackson. She's a president of a consulting firm, but she has a book, and it's called Taking Jesus to Work, Living Out Your Faith on the Job. And it'll be just an awesome speaker. We have another gentleman, Bill Peel, formerly with Focus on the Family, now with an organization called 24/7 Faith. He's the author of a small group curriculum that they use in a lot of churches called Going Public with Your Faith, How to Become a Spiritual Influence at Work. And his whole premise is that it's just as easy as having a cup of coffee. Just be authentic, be yourself, be a listening ear at work, and that's how you can become a spiritual influence. We have Pat Gelsinger. Pat was the former senior VP of Intel, and I'm looking here at my laptop, it says Intel Inside, and he's the one that made sure that Intel was in there. He was the number two, reported to Andy Grove, and he has a book out as well called The Juggling Act, Bringing Balance to Your Faith, Family, and Work. And by the way, he'll be out here from back east also with his wife, Linda, celebrating their wedding anniversary for a few days early at Disneyland where they took their original honeymoon, and so that's going to be a special time for them. We have another woman, Marcia Malzahn, who's a CFO of a bank in Michigan, and she's the author of Devotions for Working Women, a daily inspiration to live a successful and balanced life. And then our sixth speaker is Dr. Ken Allred, founder and CEO of Crosspoint Venture Partners, probably the largest venture capital firm in the United States, and he started so many different tech companies and so forth, took them public, but he's the author of God is at Work. And so we've got this lineup, and I know that these people, they speak at other conferences where you could go and hear them for 2 or 3 days. And there was one just a month ago where some of these people were, and it was $695 for the 2-day conference. And here we are, 30. But the only reason we're able to do that is because we're a ministry and we have sponsors and others that are supporting this, that really underwrite this, that enable us to do it.
And what an amazing offer. I'm just amazed at it. I want to come, and I told you, I was like, oh, dilemma, I've got to be at my show next Saturday. And you said, simulcast from there. And I'm like, I'm going to work on that and see if I can make that happen. I would love to be there, and I highly recommend anybody that's listening to this, I highly recommend you go, because I just know what kind of fruit's going to come out of this.
Well, and we usually have about 250, 300 people come, and so in addition to the speakers and the fellowship and the networking, And so you can just register online on our website at faithandworklife.org, you know, all one word, all spelled out, and registration will be open till Wednesday when we have to give our final count for lunch and seating.
Okay, so those listening, you know, sign up now and get on board. So now, Stephen, I want to ask you a question. If you were to discuss one biblical principle that you use in the workplace ministry, what would it be?
Well, other than what we already talked about, Colossians 3:23, I think the biggest principle has to do with our tongue.
Ooh,
and the
love
words
it.
That we use, and Proverbs talks quite a bit about that. It's written about so often in the Bible about a soft word turns away anger. And our tongue, it can build up and tear down and so easily. And I make the mistake myself. We need to think. We have 2 ears and one mouth. We need to really think and pray before we talk. And again, the workplace does get hostile. There are frustrations. There are people who let us down, customers, clients, coworkers. And it's so easy sometimes when someone is attacking or challenging your work or your effort to lash back out. But, you know, we just need to so it's really to control our tongue and to give that to the Lord and ask for wisdom before we speak so we have just the right words, whether that's in a one-on-one session or in a meeting. Every company has a different culture, but sometimes it's sort of normal to sort of, you know, see if we can cut someone's idea apart in a way that is sometimes belittling. So it's really about holding the tongue.
That's very good. Do you have a favorite Bible verse?
Well, I have lots of them, but I'm glad you asked that because I have in front of me. I would like to share. We're all so familiar with the 23rd Psalm. It's just an awesome psalm. And on the internet, I didn't write this, but someone recreated it. They did not add or take away from the Bible, but they recreated it for the workplace. And if I have a minute and a half, can I share it?
Yes.
This is Psalm 23 for the workplace, which is also on our website. And it goes like this. The Lord is my boss, and I shall not want. He gives me peace when chaos is all around me. He gently reminds me to pray and to do all things without murmuring and complaining. He reminds me that he is my source and not my job. He restores my sanity every day and guides my decisions that I might honor him in all that I do. Even though I face absurd amounts of emails, system crashes, unrealistic deadlines, budget cuts, gossiping coworkers, discriminating supervisors, and an aging body that doesn't cooperate every morning, I will not stop, for he is with me. His presence, his peace, and his power will see me through. He raises me up when they fail to promote me. He claims me as his own, even when the company threatens to let me go. His faithfulness and love are better than any bonus check. His retirement plan beats any 401k there is. When it's all said and done, I'll be working for him a whole lot longer. And for that, I bless his name. Amen.
I want to plasticize that, put it in big, bold letters, and put it in my office. I think that is incredible.
It's Psalm 23 for the workplace.
I love it. I love it. Oh, I'm going to get that. And is that okay if I plasticize it and put it up in my workplace?
Absolutely. That's what we have it up. We actually framed it, and we're giving it to our sponsors as a thank you gift.
Oh, that's so great. That's so great. So now I'm going to put you on the spot. Which is the most meaningful seed that you have sown and watched grow into a miracle?
The most meaningful seed. Well, you know, we put on these events and people come up afterwards and they talk about what they received. And I guess the one feedback that just resonates through my mind every time when I get tired, and because I do this as a volunteer, I work all day. So I have a 9 to 5. This is my 5 to 9 job. So some people, you know, have hobbies. This is my hobby. But one person came up to me, and he had been to all 12 of our events. And he said, Steve, let me tell you why I come to these events. He says, it's not because I'm a Christian. He gave me 4 or 5 reasons why. It's not because I'm in sales. It's not because I'm networking. He said, I come to these events to be drawn closer to Jesus. And when he said that, I just said to myself, okay, well, if I can come alongside the church, if I can come alongside the Holy Spirit and play some small role with people on their faith journey, playing some small role in helping them come closer to Jesus, which, by the way, in that process, I'm coming closer to Jesus. If I can do that, then sign me up. I'm going to keep doing this.
That's wonderful. So you get tired, don't you?
Well, yeah, and then, you know, you get fired up all over again, you know, just like anything. And, you know, we have the conferences, a lot of work. It's going to be a great day. When it's over, you know, you have that post-conference blues, you know, and then well, we work on the conference 364 days because when that one ends, the next day we start working on the next one. But yeah, you know, you just I get the same deadlines everybody else has at work, and then these as well. But you know, it's a labor of love. It's the ministry, so that's what we do.
So those listening, if you want to sign up, how do they sign up?
Well, just go to our website. It's andworklife.org, and that's all spelled out, andworklife.org. And right there on the home page is a banner for the event. Click here to register, and you'll be registered instantaneously.
You know, I'm going to do everything I can to show up. If I have to leave an hour early, you wouldn't be upset with me too much, would you?
Oh, no, and we have a lunch break, so there'll be four speakers before lunch and then two afterwards and so forth. So,
what time is Bob Harrison on?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm saving him. He's the closer.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to miss him.
Well, at least if you did, at least you've heard him once before.
Oh, I've heard him many times before, yes. But I never tire of him. He's just amazing.
No, I know. And,
he's amazing.
And there's some sound bites on each of the speakers on our website as well on our event page. And we'll have our bookstore there. We have over 100 different books on that address the issue of the application of biblical principles to the workplace. So we have an online bookstore, and then we have a bookstore at the event, and we have small group curriculum. And by the way, we speak often. We go to churches and speak during midweek or for the men's group or what have you. And we do these small little – we'll do a mini conference or a mini seminar at any church that invites us, and we do it for free because that's what we want to do. We love to do it.
We're almost out of time, so what do you want to say to the listeners right now?
Well, I just want to encourage them and to help them understand that work is ministry, and when they show up at the workplace, they are sometimes the only Christ a non-believer will see. And so when we show up, we are on assignment. We're there to work for our employer, to do the very best job, and at the same time, we also represent Lord of the universe.
Well, it's been great, Stephen Christensen, having you on, and appreciate your insight and input. I thank all of you for listening, and I look forward to next Saturday. I think next Saturday we have a counselor coming on. I think we're going to talk about sex. Ooh! So join in next Saturday to the Sue Free Show. God bless you all, and I look forward to next week. Bye.
God, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services.
Are raising insurance premiums making it unaffordable to offer quality benefits to your employees? Well, before you throw in the towel on providing affordable employee benefits, call Denon Simpson Insurance Services, the benefits specialist. Denon Simpson saved her clients over $4 million in premiums last year while offering extra benefits like heart scans, stroke scans, even chair massages. Let your employees know how much you appreciate them by offering them a comprehensive benefits package that's easy to manage and affordable. Denon Simpson serves companies throughout Southern California. Clients like Make-A-Wish, A American Self-Storage, the Four Square Denomination, and ministries around the world. They love an opportunity to save your company thousands too, while providing a culture of wellness and safety. If you're responsible for the health and safety of your employees, call Denon Simpson Insurance Services today at 818-676-0044. That's Denon Simpson Insurance Services for a free evaluation. 818-676-0044. Denon Simpson, the benefit specialist.
Ah, springtime. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. E. coli has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E. coli keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call E. coli today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. E. coli, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their two-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.
Brought to you by E. coli Termite and Pest Management Services on 99.5 KKLA, the intersection of faith and reason. Well, thanks for hanging out with us on your Saturday. Brad Solomon with you. We'll join precious metals investment strategist Jonathan Rose straight ahead on The Gold Show. Well, KKLA is the first stop on your quest for the best Southern California activities and events. Just drop by KKLA.com and simply click on Community Calendar to see a world of event choices for you and your family. And it's all at our website, inviting you, KKLA.com.
It seems every time you pick up the paper, turn on the news, you hear more bad news about the economy. No doubt business just isn't what it used to be. But the fact is, consumers are still buying. We have to maintain our homes, drive our cars, and we still need to buy the products and services that keep our lives and our businesses going in the right direction. That's why you need to buy advertising on KKLA now. Yes, right now is the perfect time to market your company. Businesses have cut their marketing, and that allows you the opportunity to gain a larger share of the market, giving you more awareness and ultimately more sales. So don't get caught in the trap of businesses bad all over. Change the